So Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, said, "Do not buy or sell on the headlines that you see in the news." And he has a point. Hello everyone, I'm Matt from HabashahFinance.com. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this video. If you want to get some education and tools to help you on your journey to financial freedom, then click that subscribe button and you'll be on your way. Ladies and gentlemen, the stock market just went down about 3%, 3.5%. And it's not the first time it's done this. It's not going to be the last time that it's done this. I've been in the market since 2009, right after one of the biggest recessions that this country has ever faced, the United States of America. And I want to provide some comfort because I think some people are panicking, and with good reason, because we've never seen a very serious situation like this that's happening right now with the coronavirus as it is spreading to so many different countries. Now, the important part right here is first that people be safe, that people do not take risks with this virus, because people are dying, people are losing their lives. Now, when it comes to the stock market, when it comes to a crash, when it comes to people losing their retirement funds, and if you know you're on that edge of getting close to retirement, well, this might be a sign for you to maybe diversify, right? And I think we've talked about this in the past. It's really important as you get closer and closer to retirement that you start introducing some bonds, that you start introducing some treasury bonds or intermediate bonds. Having fixed income in your portfolio, such as bonds, is going to help stabilize, minimize the volatility. So how high and how low your portfolio is going to be performing, it's going to be stabilized, it's going to be minimized as you introduce more and more fixed income. For example, today, the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund, you know, lost 3.29% or went down 3.29%. And when that's the VTSAX, the one that we always talk about here on this channel. Now, Vanguard's Total Bond Market Index Fund actually gave you a positive one-day return of 0.36%. So while Vanguard's Total Stock Market Fund went down, Vanguard's Total Bond Market actually didn't lose anything, didn't go down. It actually increased a little bit in value. So you have to understand that it's not always going to correlate like this. But what you have to understand is having some bond market index funds will keep your poor retirement portfolio from experiencing the very, very highs and the very, very lows, especially as you're nearing retirement. Now, for me and other people who are still early in their investment career, personally, I'm going to be that person who's going to continue to stick it out until I can, don't feel like I can anymore, right? Now, if you're not that kind of person and you're like, I just don't want to see my portfolio go down 30%, 40%, we'll have some bond index funds. There's nothing wrong with introducing a total bond market index fund into your portfolio, whether it's in a retirement savings account or if it's in a taxable account. Preferably, if you can have the bond index funds in more of your bond index funds in your retirement portfolio, that'd be better just because of the taxes that you'd have to be responsible for in your taxable account. Bond index funds are not very tax efficient, and so that's why you want to have those in your retirement savings accounts. Of course, you want to have stock funds, mutual funds in your retirement savings accounts as well, but if you're going to have bond index funds, try to have those in your 401k or your 403b, your solo 401k, if you're going to have them at all. But in your taxable account, you know, it's better to stay with your total stock market fund, your S&P 500 mutual fund index funds, because they're more tax efficient. You're not going to be more responsible for taxes on those than if you had bond index funds in your taxable account. So all you have to do is look at the history of the stock market. All you have to do is look at the history of the country of the United States of America. There have been many, many problems and many ups and downs in this country and in this world. And yet the U.S. economy has thrived. The U.S. economy has been resilient. Now, this is not to say that the whole market cannot crash tomorrow. I'm not saying that. We don't know. Nobody knows. But it's very interesting to hear Mr. Warren Buffett say, you know, don't buy or sell on headlines. Don't make those emotional decisions with your money, with your financial planning, with your retirement. This is your future. This is your financial future. And it's really important that you take it seriously, because this is your money. Nobody's going to be more concerned and take your money more serious than you. And that's why I made this video today, because I know the market just went down a little bit, quite significantly actually, and there are people who are concerned, especially with all the other things that are happening in this world that are very serious that we need to pay attention to. But I don't want you to make any emotional decisions based on a headline or based on what your coworker said or what this person said. Stay educated and stay diligent and stay the course. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss more videos like this.